As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Why, what a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronic. Broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U62, the TAR. Now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas.
This week's show is all about The Simpsons. I share some of my favorite Simpsons memories and go see The Simpsons movie. It's episode 59, The Simpsons Show. So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U62 the TAR, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning and welcome to this week's episode of the TARG. I've got a very special episode for you today. Today's episode is all about The Simpsons. Why? Because I just got back from The Simpsons movie. Ah, yes, The Simpsons, wow. Can you believe The Simpsons has actually been on for 18 years now? I was 12 years old when that show started. I still remember the very first episode I saw, and it's still one of my favorites. That's the one where Homer buys the RV, and they go camping in the woods, but they promptly wreck the RV, and they get lost in the woods, and Homer gets covered in mud and mistaken for Bigfoot. Yeah, first season Simpsons. It's amazing how far The Simpsons has progressed. I mean, when you look at some of those early episodes, the show actually had a plot back then. There was actually some attempts at character development going on, and some episodes were actually kind of poignant, but now these days it's kind of all about the jokes. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But yeah, 18 years. Remember when Simpsons first came on? Remember all the controversies in the beginning? How, you know, Bart was too in-your-face. And, you know, they had all those t-shirts, Underachiever and Proud of It. And, you know, those were everywhere and they were banned from schools. I wonder how many schools still have those t-shirts banned. It would be fun to just put one on and go walking into schools to see if you get thrown out or if some 90-year-old teacher goes, "Hey, wait a minute. Didn't we ban those 20 years ago?" So let's go into my Simpsons song collection. Here's one of my favorite Simpsons songs. Let's keep the spring in Springfield.
My friend, stop! Sure, we could tear this house down. No! My friend, stop! Let me finish. We could tear it down, but we'd be tearing down a part of ourselves. You could close down Moe's or the Quickie Mart, and nobody would care. But the heart and soul of Springfield's Inn are Maison Derriere.
We're the sauce on your steak. We're the cheese in your cake. We put the spring in Springfield.
We're the lace on the nightgown.
The point after touchdown.
Yes, we put the spring in Springfield.
We're that little extra spice that makes existence extra nice. A giddy little thrill at a reasonable price.
Our only major quarrel's with your total lack of morals.
Our skimpy costumes ain't so bad.
They seem to entertain your dad.
The gin in your martini, the clams on your linguine. Yes, we keep the in Springfield.
We remember our first visit.
The service was exquisite.
Why, Joseph, I had no idea.
Come on now, you were working here.
Without it, we'd have had no fun since March of 1961.
To shut them down now would be twisted.
We just heard this place existed.
Extra arms and Vishnu.
So don't take that.
convinced, the house stays.
Let's keep the spring in Springfield here on the Targ. And now we're actually going to try something new and revolutionary on the show here. Right now, we are going to go live to me in the movie theater where I'm giving my review of the Simpsons movie during the end credits. Are you there, Mark?
Yes, yes, I'm here, and the end credits are rolling on the Simpsons movie. And, well, it was good. It was really, really funny. But, you know, as I've always believed, when you do the movie version of a TV show, you kind of got to raise the stakes. And as funny as it was, it really didn't feel like the stakes were raised.
Yeah, let's go. I've been holding it since they put the dome over the town.
You can wait. A lot of people work really hard in this film, and all they ask is for you to memorize their names.
Well, I want to make sure no animals were harmed during the filming of this movie.
Sorry, there's jokes happening going on, and I'm getting distracted.
Ooh, floor popcorn.
Wait, wait, wait. It looks like Maggie has something to say.
Oh my God, her first word.
Sequel?
Nice. Man, that was really funny. I would definitely put it up there with some of the better episodes. But as I said, it really didn't feel as though the stakes were raised. I could see some of these jokes being, you know, compacted into a regular episode. But, you know, it's still damn funny. 3 out of 4.
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
Because there are two kinds of people in this world. There are bullies and there are nerds. And there are hot Asian chicks. They'll do what you want. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You better believe it, buddy. They will do what you want. Because they know. They know what you want.
Oh, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I won't hurt you. I won't hurt you.
Me, big American man. My point being that I'm a bully, not a nerd. Now, where was I?
On U-62. The Targ.
John Paul, how are the new uniforms? Do they match the suede boots? Beautiful. Did you get the new trucks? Are they amphibious? Well, there's only one way to find out. We can always buy more.
Wow, Dad, you're really working hard.
Yes, I gotta work hard, honey. Daddy made a lot of crazy promises.
I'm really proud of you, homie. But can the garbage man really do all the things you said?
Oh, the garbage man can, Marge. The garbage man can. Who can take your trash out? Stomp it down for you. Shake the plastic bag and do the twisty thing you do. The garbage man.
Oh, the garbage man can.
The garbage man can, and he does it with a smile and never judges you.
Who can take the sniper?
I don't mind at all.
Who can clean me up before the big policeman's ball? The garbage man!
Yes, the garbage man can.
The sanitation folks are jolly friendly blokes, courteous and easy going. They mop up when you're overflowing
and tell you when your arse is showing.
Who can?
Man can.
Cause he's Homer Simpson man.
He cleans the world for you.
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
On U-62. The Targ.
Look out! He's a spider.
It's a day later now, and I'm still kind of reflecting on the Simpsons movie. Yeah, just, I don't know. A lot of the reviews I've read online have been kind of apologizing for it. Because, as you heard in my review there, I didn't think it went far enough, didn't take it to the next level. And a lot of the reviews I'm reading online are like, it's The Simpsons, what did you expect? But yeah, it's still pretty good. It has a great cameo by Tom Hanks. I still kind of wish they spent a little more time on Lisa's character arc, because that was kind of a fascinating arc that I wish they developed a little further. But, all in all, it's still kind of cool that we finally have a Simpsons movie. I gotta admit, I'm kind of disappointed that there's going to be more episodes of the show after the movie. Because when the movie was first conceived, it was under the belief that the season that just ended was going to be the last season. So the movie was going to be like their super gigantic spectacular final episode. But now it's going to be going on for 2 more years, the show that is. And I'm afraid that the next 2 years are just going to be very anticlimactic. Well, we'll see. They got one episode coming up next year I can hardly wait for. They open up a new comic book store in Springfield, and it immediately becomes the comic book guy's new archenemy. The owner of that new comic book store will be Jack Black. And also look for special guest voices, comic book writers Alan Moore, who gave us, you know, Watchmen, V for Vendetta, and lots of legendary stuff. Art Spiegelman, who gave us Mouse, Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, and a name I'm forgetting, but he's the guy who did Ghost World and Art School Confidential, so look for that episode next season. And that'll about do it for this week's show. I'm Mark Kappas, this has been The Targ, I will see you next week.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.
I'm not going to be able to do it. 心の声が捕まらないんだな。